And staying with animal themes, a story now about an invitation from a neighbor received by radio producer Katie Davis. She lives in Washington, D.C., and lately she has not been on very good terms with the folks next door.
I got this great postcard a few weeks ago. Staring out at me were six amazing blue eyes. It was an invitation to meet the new tiger triplets as they took a first sniff around their grassy yard at the National Zoo, which is just a block from me. It is one mesmerizing baby picture. And I guess I'm going to have to forgive my neighbor. That's right, forgive the National Zoo. I have spent the whole last year mad at it. Things were falling apart next door. The zebras were misfed and starving. Rats were getting into the gorilla and prairie dog cages. Rats were killing the prairie dogs. The stories go on and on. There were 23 questionable deaths. I can't even bear to list them all, but one of the worst was, in fighting the rat problem, the zoo put poison in the enclosure of two red pandas. The small red pandas, an endangered species, both died. I just couldn't bring myself to go to the zoo. And it's been my backyard since I was 9 years old, all 163 acres of it. I know the secret spots, what time of day the lion makes himself known. I know that Snake Hill is the best place to have a race, that in the morning no one will catch you playing chase in the birdhouse, and that Norman the sea lion could swim for 20 minutes straight without breathing. Well, all sea lions can do it, but it was Norman. One summer night, I slipped into the zoo right at closing time, and there was Norman. He was flat on his back on a big rock in the middle of his pool. His limbs were stretched out like he was going to make a snow angel, but he was totally still. I just stood there and stood there. After a minute or so, Norman twisted his neck around really slowly, and he gave me this look. Hey, come on. This is my time. The zoo is always with me, even when I don't go. A few days a week, the sun hits the gibbons just right, and they get going. I hear them, and I'm 9 years old again. I'm on my back sleeping porch, and the gibbons are coming. They're swinging from their ridge through the treetops, the phone wires, to me. I didn't go the day the zoo showed off the new cubs, but they have made some changes, and I know myself. One day, probably pretty soon, I'll walk down my alley, through the back gates of the zoo, and take the shortcut up to Tiger Hill. And then I'll welcome my blue-eyed neighbors.
Radio producer Katie Davis and sounds from the National Zoo in Washington, D.C.